This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Donald Stein discusses an unexpected new way to treat traumatic brain injury. Stein is a physiological psychologist at the Emory University School of Medicine. Based on years of research by Stein and his Emory Emergency Medicine colleagues, they recently received a grant from the National Institutes of Health to expand their studies of progesterone to treat traumatic brain injury. Donald Stein.
There are always anecdotal clinical reports in the literature that women with brain injuries tend to recover better than men with brain injuries, especially when they're younger and not postmenopausal. I was a student in the 60s and 70s when women's rights were coming and highlighting sex differences in brain function was a somewhat sensitive issue. It was just not politically correct to talk about sex differences in those days. But even so, I had a couple of women graduate students who were interested in the question. So I said, well, maybe we can just test out this question of sex differences in our rats.
So that's just what Stein and his students did nearly 25 years ago. They studied progesterone's effect on brain injuries in rats.
What we found was that where the rats were in their estrous cycle at the time of the injury determined the outcome of the surgery. We noticed in particular that when the female's progesterone levels were at their peak, the outcome was much better than when the same injury was given when the estrogen was at its peak.
Specifically, the female rats that had high progesterone levels at the time of injury suffered much less swelling and pathology of the brain.
So most people thought that was kind of interesting, but what's the importance? It was initially difficult to get any grants to pursue the work of looking at these hormonal differences, but we thought maybe this was worth studying a little while longer.
And study it they did.
We asked what would happen if we got some progesterone and actually injected it. Would it produce a benefit? And sure enough, much to our surprise, it really did. The next logical question was, well, if it works this well in females, what happens if we give the same injections to males? Males had much more brain swelling than females in general. It's important to note that females have much more progesterone, even when they're not in estrus. But when we gave progesterone injections to males, we found that the males did just as well as the females.
However, Stein's research was met with much skepticism.
Most people at the time were saying, this is nuts. Why should progesterone work in the brain? It's just a sex hormone. It's a female hormone. We learned that it's not just a female hormone, it's a male hormone as well. It turns out that males and females synthesize progesterone in the brain almost to the same extent. So we began to think that this could be maybe a useful treatment for brain injury. We began developing an injury model that was much more consistent with the type of injuries that people face, for example, when they go through the windshield of a car or get hit in the head, and the results became even more interesting and more compelling.
Not long after that, Stein was recruited to come to Emory. He soon teamed up with David Wright and Art Kellerman, professors of emergency medicine.
Shortly after I arrived at Emory and got our lab set up, we ended up in a double-wide trailer. We worked in this trailer for a long time until it began to literally fall apart. But just about at that time, a young physician by the name of Dave Wright came to work in the lab. Nothing was really available for treatment for these patients with severe brain injury that Dave was seeing all the time down at Grady. So he came to work in the lab to see whether or not progesterone really could be as effective as we were saying it was. At that time, Dr. Art Kellerman was the chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine, and Art gave Dave the time to do this research. It was very encouraging, not only of him, but of us as well.
The results of Wright and Kellerman's study surprised even Stein.
What we found was that mortality was dramatically reduced in the severely brain-injured patients, and functional outcome was improved, especially in the moderate patients, compared to patients given just state-of-the-art care. But it was enough to convince Dave and many of the other folks down at Grady that this work might be worth going forward.
And that is just what has happened. Stein says he doesn't yet know all of the mechanisms by which progesterone is effective in treating patients with traumatic brain injuries. But that's what he's trying to find out now, and he hopes one day the hormone could be used to treat other inflammatory conditions and diseases, such as multiple sclerosis, stroke, and head injuries suffered on the battlefield, behind the wheel, or in infants and children.
The most important next step, and where we're closest to success, is demonstrating that progesterone may be equally as effective in stroke as it is in traumatic brain injury. It's taken a long time to get to this point, and it's been an interesting challenge to deal with the fact that for most of the journey, even I would have to say that it can't be that simple. But sometimes I guess it's the simplest explanation may actually turn out to be the best.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.